I've got a question here. It came out of slip and stick phenomenon that we were just discussing before. Look at me trying to sound scientific. Okay, so when you step on sand, you get a squeaky effect. Apparently, it's a small-scale earthquake. But what I want to ask is, if you shrink people in real life, like, say, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, real-life scenario, being small, would they come off as squeaky like mice?
So far, all attempts to shrink people down to that size have failed, so they've never been able to do the experiment. So,
Shrinky doesn't exist in reality. I'll take that. If you were to shrink something, I believe that theoretical physics is part of your qualifications. Could you theorise on whether you would get a squeaky voice?
Yeah, I think you would, because as the sort of vocal cords get shorter, then the frequency at which they vibrate goes up.
So that's why short people have squeaky voices.
Yeah, if you shrink someone down, then presumably their vocal cords are going to shrink down as well. And so they're going to have a much, much, much squeakier voice.
Dr. James Donald-Questa, thank you very much for answering why sand makes a squeaky noise. Due to, what was it?
Stick and slip.
Stick and slip.
Or slip and stick.
Slip and stick. Yep, that's what kind of happens in a bar on a Saturday night with the floor. And the question that's been plaguing mankind for a long time, probably, can you shrink people? And the answer is no.
Yep, that's right. Yep, that's exactly right.
Thanks very much.
No, you're welcome.